Let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of Wednesday, August 21st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the state senators mentioned Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, during the opening night of the convention on Monday. She was put on stage to basically discuss her reading of a 900-page Project 2025. Said she was chosen to speak about it because she finally got done reading the entire document. I read all 900 pages. I'm a masochist like that, McMorrow told MERS. Recapping her Monday appearance at the DNC stage convention. Delegates are gathered in Chicago through tomorrow, August 22nd, where they will reaffirm, solidify, make it formal that they are choosing Vice President Kamala Harris to be their presidential nominee, as well as Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. During the convention's opening night, McMorrow appeared on the stage with a large book, according to her, containing the content of Project 2025, which she slammed on the podium within the first 30 seconds of her speech. Following a large thud, she described the document as the Republican blueprint for former President Donald Trump's second term. McMorrow went on to say, whatever you think it might be, it is so much worse. Now, according supposedly to the Democrats, this Project 2025 was put out by the Heritage Foundation. Who is the Heritage Foundation? Well, they're a conservative policy think tank in Washington, D.C. Supposedly, they oversaw the creation of Project 2025, titling it the Presidential Transition Project. In its policy recommendations, it includes eliminating the U.S. Department of Education, as well as significantly reducing or terminating visas issued to foreign students from enemy nations, quote unquote. It zooms in on consolidating many federal agencies and entities, removing certain bureaucratic bodies, instructs the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, to actively lower the economic costs of its actions on local communities as much as possible. You see, this is a political strategy that has come from Michigan, Lansing, Michigan Democrats, back on July 16th when they tried to link Donald Trump to this document. It's only one problem. Donald Trump says he's never even seen the document, doesn't know what's in the document, and would not necessarily support any, if any, at all of its recommendations. in the document itself, it calls for the reset of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, as a purpose for this, breaking the intergenerational poverty traps that have been affiliated with housing programs. Well, during her remarks, McMorrow criticized the proposals that would allow Donald Trump to fire civil servants like intelligence officers, engineers, federal prosecutors, simply for political purposes. Furthermore, she claimed the proposal would authorize Trump to weaponize the U.S. Department of Justice. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force, end quote, said McMorrow. Although Trump has described some of the document's ideas as absolutely ridiculous and abysmal, stating that he knows nothing about the document specifically early last month, McMorrow said as much as Trump wants to run away from Project 2025, there are thousands of connections pointing straight back to him. Now, first of all, folks, you have to understand McMorrow is a far left, in my opinion, communist socialist from Royal Oak, Michigan. But it's interesting because McMorrow, a senator in Lansing, was contacted a few weeks ago by Julie Chavez Rodriguez. Who is that? Harris's campaign manager. And they wanted to talk to her specifically about Project 2025. Well, McMorrow said it was a topic that they reached out to me to ask if I had any interest in it. It gave me an opportunity to figure out a way to describe a very complex topic in very simple ways, which is my bread and butter. I was over the moon to accept, McMorrow said. Ahead of Monday's appearance at the convention, she was going back and forth with the DNC team, as they knew they wanted a physical copy of the document. We were talking about the version that the Heritage Foundation gives out, but also recognizing that I've never spoken to an arena-sized audience before. However, it was something that they wanted to see and recognize that McMorrow could, in fact, step up to the plate and deliver. The DNC created the large Project 2025 book as she carried it out on stage. Laughingly, she said it weighed about the same amount as my three-year-old daughter. In the aftermath of the six-minute speech, McMorrow, her favorite meme, came out of the speech, compared her to caring, and this is funny, I can't believe this is actually a meme that they put out, but they gave it to her to basically deliver the speech with the book, and it was something that she said in the meme comes to her from a cheesecake factory while the server is dropping off menus. This is kind of the meme that they put out there of her delivering the speech. It's about, I'm going to guess based on her hand size, I'm going to say the book, quote unquote, that they printed up looks to be about 11 inches wide by about 18 inches long, tall, if you will. Roughly about 2.5-3 inches thick. McMorrow described her Monday remarks as a real honor and recognizing the work she has done. asked whether the speech was prelude to any other political offices she might pursue in the future. Her answer, I'm not in this for what my next thing is. I want to do a great job right now as a state senator, and I've been really excited by the opportunity to inspire people and hopefully help them find their voice. There's no bigger stage than the DNC convention to do that. I'm a firm believer in doing a good job, and whatever's next for me will present itself. But I find it interesting that the DNC reached out specifically to the state of Michigan, specifically the Democrats in Lansing, for them to bring this enlarged version of this Heritage Foundation document and try to present it as 900 pages. Well, yeah, I guess it could be 900 pages if you use a size 26, 28 font. Don't know exactly what's inside it. Well, surprise, surprise. A next move forthcoming in a book slated for March 2025 is a title that I've already seen signs for. Hate won't win, quote unquote. McMorrow said, when asked next year what will be consisting of her preparation to seek a third and final term in the state Senate in the upcoming 2026 election. She says, yes, I am definitely exploring other opportunities, but I have not made any firm decisions. What happens when you're ready to run for president or governor? What do? You write a book. Hate won't win. And the book is a way to generate money to raise for a campaign run. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, we'll see where this goes. Could Jocelyn Benson potentially have another challenger for governor in 2026? We'll have to wait and see. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. While the Democrats were holding their convention in Chicago, Donald Trump surrogates were also in Chicago meeting with other supporters. Also, Donald Trump came to Michigan third consecutive week in a row that the Trump-Vance ticket was campaigning in Michigan. President Donald Trump was joined by three of the state sheriffs at the Livingston County Sheriff's Department yesterday to condemn Comrade Kamala's record when it comes to supporting law enforcement and preventing undocumented immigration. That's his new nickname for Kamala, Comrade. Trump's promise in his speech would be that his administration would stop violent crime happening in America, adding that over the past 4 years, the Marxist left, quote unquote, has waged a vicious war on law enforcement, has taken away their dignity and their spirit and life of some police officers. When I'm president of the United States again, we will never even think about or mention the words defund the police. We will never think about that ever again, Trump said. Livingston County Sheriff, Mike Murphy's speech listed recent examples, stating that when he was approached about Livingston County hosting Donald Trump, he quickly thought that the venue would make perfect sense. Murphy said, "We do it right here. And frankly, we believe that Donald Trump is the best man for the job to help us fight crime." As Trump stood in person in Michigan, Trump allies were holding a press conference to counterbalance the news cycle coming out of Chicago, where the Democratic National Convention is taking place. Trump's remarks on undocumented immigration supporting law enforcement comes just 2 weeks after his running mate, J.D. Vance, took stage at a press conference at the Shelby Township Police Department in Macomb County, Michigan. That's my home county, where I was born and raised. very much familiar with the Macomb County Republicans hosting J.D. Vance. Well, Lansing Mayor Andy Shore, on a press call, said Donald Trump is visiting Michigan today, visiting Howell, talking about crime, which unfortunately is something he knows personally a little too much about. Slightly laughing was Lansing Mayor Andy Shore. Attorney General Dana Nessel from Chicago criticized the Livingston County Sheriff's Department for hosting the former president. Said at the very same press call that it's laughable to her that law enforcement would want to even be seen with him. She also said it was disturbing to her that Trump didn't try to distance himself from a recent demonstration in Howell where individuals were seen carrying a Nazi flag and shouting, "We love Hitler, we love Trump." Yeah, I wonder who those people truly were. More George Soros bought and paid for protesters? Waving a Nazi flag, shouting, "We love Hitler, we love Trump." Give me a break. Well, Nessel went on to say, it's one of the conclusions you could draw is that he went to House specifically because he thinks those people are his biggest supporters and champions. It's outrageous to me that he would not be denouncing that kind of behavior. Nessel also said, it's not reflective, I believe, of the majority of Howell residents. Roughly 200 people attended the event in Howell, which was marketed as Trump's delivering remarks rally or press conference. When a reporter asked Trump to respond to the argument that the town chosen for the event was associated with white supremacists, the crowd booed. And Trump asked, "Who was here in 2021? Joe Biden?" The reporter answered. With a laugh, Trump said thank you and walked away from the podium. Kind of interesting. Kind of interesting the fact that the media and the Democrats are trying to put this spin on Livingston County, Howell, Michigan, and Donald Trump choosing to be there. One of the things that is happening is all of these politicians are absolutely lining up behind Donald Trump. They want his endorsements. They want his support. They want his coattails. And the fact that two other county sheriffs were there along with congressmen and state representatives tells you all you need to know. The Republicans are united.